This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, how you guys doing? Because I'm doing pretty damn good.
Is that right?
Yes.
Tell me everything.
Well, it was a great weekend. It really was. There was a lot of there was some craziness, and there was some joy, and there was some drinking, and there was a 3-hour live on Instagram on Friday that really should have ended after about an hour. And it was just
well. Why don't you start there? So you went live on Instagram on Friday night, and you're saying that you guys were drinking. Was it a happy hour?
Yeah, we did one of our happy hours that Bryn and I always do, and we, you know, we have sort of a variety of people on there. I texted you, but you know,
I didn't have high hopes,
right?
not really my bag.
I wanted you to be invited, though. You know,
thanks. That's nice of you.
Sure. So listen, right around the hour mark, we did a cover of Lady Gaga's Bad Romance that was really where we should have ended it. It was a high point. We were laughing. It was fun.
Oh, wait,
fun.
So you had all the instruments in your house in the studio set up?
Well, no, they just had John.
No. Just John. But it was, we rocked it. And actually, and we had done a cover of Night Moves before that because we had Dan of Dan and Danielle fame.
Oh, they were there too?
They were there. That's why.
So that rave actually did happen, Vin.
That rave did happen. It was only a 4-person rave, but it happened.
So you guys are just like, they're in our bubble. It doesn't matter. Let's just all hang out.
Yeah. So they came over, and Danielle, I could tell, she had so much fun the week before at the happy hour. She was like, let's do that again. I'm like, all right, we'll do it. So they came over, and she's like, I'm like, what do you want to drink? She's like, I think I want a martini. And then I made the horrible decision to also have a martini. Because the thing about martinis is, after you get past the first couple sips of straight vodka, your mouth is dead, and you can just pour it down. It's just not, it just becomes so much less of a problem. And then you're singing, so you're so thirsty. So about an hour in, I was like, that's it. Great show. See you later. And Bryn's all, no, I'm not turning it off.
That's not true. Everybody was
including
Danielle was like, no, where? And we had a lot of fun after that, too. Where was the low moment you're talking about, Sarah?
I don't know. It just feels like it got messier and messier.
I think she's having
sloppier.
One of those guilt trips again. Like she's,
you know, once again, yeah. I remind you, it's your Instagram. You can do what you want.
The
and
problem
people
is,
can leave.
At that, yeah, oh no, people can definitely, and did. They did leave.
Right.
There's
so,
no question.
Because Joe Biden was speaking.
Yeah, we
that.
All left. We left the thing on, and we all went and watched the
well,
thing.
I put it on Instagram, too.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what you did. I knew we watched it. I just forgot how. Oh, my God. It's just, you know, just too
that,
messy.
Sarah.
It's too messy. To...
Sure, it was messy.
Yeah, I know. We went down, and then all of a sudden, our numbers were back up where they were before. So it was... It was really, really fun, but, you know, then you
never
just start
again.
To feel embarrassed.
Right.
Never again. 1 hour. 1 hour is the limit.
I don't know what you're
1 hour is all
about.
You need.
She's beating herself up again.
I'm not beating myself up. I'm
so
saying people don't need that.
Next
people
day, you're
need
like
it.
Shaming yourself. I don't get it.
I'm surprised you do it at all. After having done a show and a podcast, I would think you'd just go, no, you know what I want to do? Party with my friends and not be on camera.
Nah, it's really fun. It adds a whole new dimension. Well, plus, we've been sitting there for an hour with Bryn anyway before we even decided we were going to go live. And then Bryn had a special secret guest. Marcus Osborne joined us. It was, and Marcus was sitting there like sipping milk,
it's
just
so
watching
funny.
Us all.
Yeah, everybody's getting lit, and he's like with a big ass cup of milk, just sipping his cup of milk.
He drinks milk. All right,
he drinks milk.
That's great.
And then he's like, "Okay, well, I'm gonna go."
Right
after we were done with the 3 hour Instagram.
Oh, so he stayed through the whole thing.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh
well,
sure.
All yeah. right.
Yeah, we were off fun. Instagram by the time everybody was done.
Yeah,
actually
yeah. I think we were on Instagram for like, I mean, so we were on Instagram till like, I don't know, 9 o'clock. And then we stayed on the Zoom meeting quite a while after that.
You really silenced your hate this, Sarah. I don't understand why you keep doing it.
I don't hate it. I don't hate it at all. I just think that 3 hours is too long because it just gets messy. It gets so sloppy. So anyway, that was super fun. Had a great fun time on Friday. Saturday, I'm like recovering on the couch. Like it was not a great day. So I come out and I turn on the TV and Joe Biden has been declared the president. I'm like, well, that certainly doesn't alleviate my headache at all, but it's great news. And then all my friends are starting to go, hey, we're down the square. We're day drinking. I'm like, I am not doing that. There's no way.
But a lot of parties happened.
Oh my God.
After that announcement, a lot.
I tell you, if I wasn't so hurting for certain on Saturday morning, I mean, I was even in my state. I was like, oh, we need to get on our bikes and go find where the joy is. Because every place they were showing, I mean, and they were saying the square in Mill Valley was going off. And I was like, oh, it is somewhat tempting. So then my friends are kind of working on me all day. Like, come on, you got to come down here. We're drinking. It's happening. Hair of the dog, Sarah. Hair of the dog. So I'm kind of thinking about it. And then my son, who's been on this, he's on a mission. When, you know, he's like, when he gets on a mission, that's what's happening. So he starts in...
This is Berkeley.
This is Berkeley. This is Professor Killjoy. He goes to somewhere in Mill Valley. There's this Petco or whatever it is, pet store. And he goes there to see if they've got any kittens. He's like on a mission to get kittens. They don't have any. He goes up to San Rafael. He goes to Novato. He starts calling around places. This is just Saturday. Well, I'm sitting on the couch. I don't even know what he's doing. So he calls us from Berkeley. He's like, I have a flat tire. And we're like, well, time to learn.
Was that a joke or was that
no,
he was being
he
honest?
He had a flat tire. Boy. I'm like, well, call AAA. That's why we pay for that.
Right.
He's like, all right. But John's sitting there. It's like 2 p.m. John goes, I'll just go over there and show him how to change a tire. And,
nice.
So he calls AAA and they're going to be 2 hours. So John's like, I'm just going to drive over there. So Riley talks him into going to this little pet store. And my other son went with John. So they're all three of them are over there in Berkeley. And they find these two kittens. And they're texting me pictures of the kittens, and aren't these kittens so cute? And I'm just like, okay, I think kittens are about to happen. So they don't get the kittens because they're dealing with the car, and because they couldn't, we didn't have a spare, apparently. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure there's a spare. I think there's a donut under there. Nope, there isn't. Nope, we're going to wait
here. Is he still in the Prius, or is he in his new car?
No, he's in the Prius. We didn't get a new car yet. It's just, you know, nobody drives anymore. So he's in the Prius, and which I drove for years.
Yeah, they don't have spares. They come with a little squirter thing to fix it.
You know, here's the thing, though. I was 100% sure I'd seen a donut in that car. And I'm sure of it, and they're like, nope, we looked. So they call the tow truck, and they're waiting, and then John starts pulling out tools. And yes, there is a spare in there, because there is. It's just a little donut, right? So they put the donut on, and then the car is like, won't drive because they've got it on the front and it's a whole thing. So honestly, thank God they didn't get the cats because they would have been, you know, changing. They had to take a rear tire off and put it on the front and put. So now Riley and so John made him change one of the tires. So now he knows how to change a tire. I guess John was sick of changing tires at that point. Now you're doing this one. So they come home and then we, you know, it's the topic of conversation. I'm sitting there with my pounding head like, I don't care what you guys do. Do whatever you want. And on Sunday, they got up early and they went over there and brought
home went back
two
to the...
adorable little kittens. They're so cute.
So they crossed the bay again?
They did, yeah.
All right.
They went back over there and picked them up. And And now we have kittens.
So that and their is names my... are?
They don't have names yet. One of them we're calling Jeep Eyes, and the other one we're calling Meatballs because he has these two little, like, little white balls, like, underneath his nose. They look like a kind of, and they're divided perfectly by, they're both black. And they both have, like, white markings, and one of them just has these two, like, meatballs on his face. So that's how we're sort of telling them apart. But we're thinking, we like the names. I like you guys' suggestions, Rascal and Boots. Cute, very cute. Kind of normal names. I like Sharps and Flats. I think that would be very cute.
Oh, a music thing.
Little musical family. But my favorite is Oh Hi and Mark. Like, you know, oh,
so
oh Hi Mark. Which, because we love The Room and we watch The Room all the time. You know, there's that one scene where he throws the water bottle and goes, Oh Hi Mark. So we thought, Oh Hi, that'd be adorable, right? And Mark, funny name for a kitten. But nobody will go with you. Riley wants to name them like Daedalus and Icarus. I'm like, oh my God.
Well,
yeah.
It sounds like they're his cats the way he went out and pursued them.
Oh, they are his cats.
Yeah.
And while I think they're adorable and I'll flick the little mouse toy around for him, you know, supposedly if he moves, he's taking them with him. And if he, you know, they're his cats. But cats kind of belong to a house. You know what I mean? So I don't have...
I don't think he's going to move anytime soon, Sarah. I think that you're fine.
Yeah, we'll
I don't
see.
Think anybody's moving. I think life is pretty much...
I actually hope they don't, but Riley has, you know, he's got his big dreams, so he'll go and do his thing at some point, I'm sure. Many years from now, I hope. Anyway, that's my entire weekend. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you. Who's next?
Well, the Biden-Harris announcement was a big one for sure. So that, I thought, was nice to hear an end result. It was nice to see people happy. Of course, there's, you know, it's so weird to see the division. And so while there's a lot of people happy, there's a lot of people sad. And you just yep. kind of go, wow, we are a trippy country right now.
We are. And I try to feel for those people, you know, because I certainly know how that felt 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how passionate everybody is about politics. You know, there's different levels of interest. Some people
I'm
will
say
lose
this election...
sleep over the elections and stuff. And frankly, you know, I've had a few exchanges with people. The truth is, for me anyway, this is just me. I'm an alcoholic. Everything has to remain at a mellow level of concern. I can't be freaked out over every damn thing that happens in the world. I just can't. It'll send me off the rails and I'll never be seen again. So for me, I don't get to be like, high, low, everyone. Oh my God, I'm freaking out. Oh my God, I'm so happy. It's just not an option. So that's sort of where it is in my world is like, all right. That's
right,
great.
Take it and deal with it.
that's great.
Get all crazy over it.
If Trump had been announced, I'd have to very much be like, okay, and that's what we're doing again for four more. Like, it's just the way that has to be for me.
Right.
I get it. There are people who can doom scroll and live in that, you know, heightened anxiety world, and I think they thrive on it, frankly.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they must something on it because it's, you know, I would say that you're the exception. I can't get away from it. I actually, even though I'm excited, I was like, I'm not going to post about this. Everyone's posting. I don't need to join that club. And I kind of got off Instagram and just went, I'm going to just be happy in my own little world.
I don't need to
post stuff about it. Because it is, you know, I knew we'd talk about it today and that there'd be plenty to say. And in fact, I have something out of the Philadelphia Inquirer that I just, because I know that, of course, when we were kids and we worked together at DRE, you know, that was always top of the newspaper set. Because back in the old days, kids, we had to get our newspaper out of, our news out of newspapers, like actual printed paper.
Frankly, I liked that. It was easier for me.
The Instagram posts of you guys on Friday?
The Instagram post of us?
Of you guys on Friday.
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, yes, I did. It's just an old picture of us. Yeah. It's from early Alice days.
All right, hold on. I want to look at this. Oh, is it one I've seen before?
Yeah, you've seen it.
Yeah, it's one you've seen before. It was a throwback, you know. Flashback Friday.
Hold on, I want to see this.
But so check this out. And I know that you're going to talk about it, so I won't try to, you know, go into detail. But one of the things that happened was I was really excited for Saturday Night Live. Like, really excited. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how everything sort of got confused for me. I guess I wasn't paying enough attention, but we decided to put the kids to bed and order a pizza, which we have to do after my kid's asleep because we can't eat that in front of her. So we put everyone to bed. We order a pizza. I run for it. I get the thing. I'm in the car, and I'm listening to Notre Dame Clemson on the radio. Mm-hmm. And these are two college football teams, and they're in, like, double overtime. And I'm going, oh, my God, this is crazy. How was I not even watching this? I don't even know. It was like I was not paying attention. I don't know. Anyway, so I get the pizza.
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on, right?
Right. So I get home, and we're like, oh, the game is on is on NBC, so it's pushed. This is what happened. We'd recorded it. So I set the recording while I was out shagging the pizza. I get back, and I put on the recording, and we're watching the football game that I was just listening to. And I'm going, oh, no. It's screwing up Saturday Night Live. The recording started at 8:30, and the game is still on. Ah! So anyway, the game was good, and we got to watch that. Did you see, by any chance, the entire whatever that was? It was like a quarter of the stadium, but they all rushed the field. Did you see that?
I didn't see it because we, too, had recorded it, and there was no way I was going to watch a football game because I was looking for Saturday Night Live. So I scrolled. I only caught, I think, 25 minutes of or however much was. It really wasn't much. It was just the opening act, the Dave Chappelle open, and like maybe one or two bits. And then I didn't even get to the Foo Fighters. So
I didn't either.
Yeah. But it tapes for me at 11:30 as well. So I was able to watch most of it.
Well, one of the things, I don't know, we won't spend any time on it, but I'm sure a lot of people are, the rushing of the field in their big win is going to, you'll expect to hear about spikes in Indiana.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Like you just can't believe these people rush the field the way they did in a pandemic. You're watching it going,
stop.
There's 1,000+ people all rushed in. Still in
Clemson's hands. All right. There they are.
Watch this crazy!
It's crazy. They just rushed the field and filled the whole field.
People.
Oh my God! It was already so full. Like the state, I've never seen such a full stadium.
Look at this!
Even.
Look at this! It's crazy. There's thousands of people.
Oh my God!
Oh no! This is not funny.
They're jumping.
They're streaming out of the stands into the field, and there's your picture.
They're not 6 feet apart.
There's
that is
cops
a
and stuff
right
hanging.
Well, that's
too,
the protection detail for the coaches,
right?
Oh my God!
Damn.
As they try to get everybody back to their locker rooms,
that.
And anyway, that was just one of those things I watched where I went, "Oh my God!
Yeah.
I cannot believe they let that happen." Well, I think Notre Dame will lose its ability to bring fans into the stands now. I think something's got to happen by that, right?
Yes. It seems like honestly, that is all those people deciding, F it.
Right. Well, college kids, come on. Of course they said that. Didn't you say that in college? I sure did.
I said F it a lot less than you did. I was always such a careful person.
No, you weren't.
Yes, I was.
Were touring the New England, you were careful?
Oh, not sexually careful, but just, I didn't ever want to put myself in harm's way. Like, I always obeyed speed limits. I was never
all
that
right,
person.
Well, then we had different ideas of what was safe. I get it.
I wasn't an F it. I wasn't an F it person. Like, it seems like you would put yourself in mortal peril a lot.
No,
more
I,
than
I made
ever
really bad decisions for a lot often.
Right.
But they weren't sexually. They were more. There's nothing to brag about drinking and driving. That's not something to brag about. But I definitely did that
plenty
more than
moments,
I ever should
right.
have, for sure. Anyway, off of that. So I watched the SNL, and it was what I saw was excellent. Like, Dave was.
He's so good.
He's so good, and he was clearly, you know, trying to do a balancing act between being serious and making great jokes, and and you know, he's just got
which
that
is what he does best. I mean, he's always got a serious thread.
So he was. I thought he was excellent. There were a couple spots where I went, wow, he's nervous. And this is new material, obviously. Like he just wrote it, and he's trying to. Normally, he is flawless, and he was sort of. You know, trying to work his way through that. I thought the Uncle Ben Aunt Jemima bit was excellent.
Oh my God. And then they go to the Allstate guy.
Yeah, it was excellent.
That was so funny.
So good.
So that's all I really saw, and I didn't get to see the Foo Fighters, but I thought it was great.
Well, they played a new song, and right after the show, they announced a new. Yeah, it's called Shame Shame, and which maybe will become our new shame sound. I don't know. So we'll play you a clip of that in the music news, and they announced a new album too.
I'd been reading they'd been working on one, and all artists have different opinions. Some are like, I'm not releasing a record till we can go tour that thing. But I hope they release it though. I look forward to it.
Well, big bands, I don't think they face the same challenge like a little band that just releases stuff and then can't go out and tour and support it. I mean. They're looking at making zero money. But a band like the Foo Fighters, like people will stream that enough that at least their income stream will come in and people will go see them, whether they're supporting an album or not. So, and then they did, I think they did Shame Shame and Times Like These.
Christina goes, I went to bed before her and she stayed up and watched him. And her review was, did you know he chews gum when he sings? And I was like, yes. He chews gum and he spits a lot, which I'm sure he had to control. Because they probably went, Dave, it's a pandemic. You can't spit. You just can't.
Yeah.
Even with the smaller audience, no
spit
spitting.
Spit backstage, here. Right. Yeah. Spit on your own TV show. Our TV show, we want to. It's either that. We put a mask. Here, put a mask on. You can spit all you want.
Right.
All right. We're really late. We're going to get going here. It's 6:07 in the morning. KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.